It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Today is continuing to be a very depressing and challenging one for the citizens of the borough of Wilkinsburg. Allegheny County Police say five people have been killed in a shooting late last night at a backyard party in Wilkinsburg. At least three others are in stable or critical condition at hospitals. At least two gunmen are still at large. County police are investigating. District Attorney Steven Zappala is on the scene, as is our 90.5 WESA's Noah Brode. He joins us now by phone. Noah Brode, good day. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Paul.
What is the district attorney saying at this point, Noah?
Well, what we know right now from the district attorney is that there were two men involved as the shooters in this scenario. One had a .40 caliber handgun and the other a .762 caliber, Zappala called it an AK-47 style weapon, and that it was definitely a premeditated killing. And he said it would not be a stretch to call it an execution. One shooter was positioned at the back of the yard, and he fired his .40 caliber handgun at the partygoers, and they were driven toward the house to seek refuge inside. And as they were entering the house, the man with the AK-47 style weapon stood on the other side of the yard and fired at them. And according to Mr. Zappala, he was aiming for their heads.
And has he been able to indicate at all what motive there might have been in this shooting?
He said there are still several motives on the table. They have ruled out several motives. He would not say what they've ruled out, but he said that it could possibly be a retaliation scenario between one of the men who was killed and one of the shooters. He said that there were no drugs in the house, or if there were drugs in the house, they were in very small amounts so as to be undetectable. So that although it could potentially be a drug-related situation, this was not a house where drugs were trafficked regularly.
Did Mr. Zappala say anything about the presence of others in the house? We have heard but have not confirmed that there might have been children in that house.
Yes, there were several children involved, and this is based on my talks with both Mr. Zappala and neighbors around the house on Franklin Avenue in Wilkinsburg. And yes, the person who was living in the house who has been killed, Brittany Powell, she had a young daughter. One neighbor said that the daughter was probably 6 or 7 years old, and that two young neighbors who were even younger than that were also in the house at the time of the shooting. And that there was possibly one more, a fourth child in the house. And Mr. Zappala revealed that Brittany Powell, who was killed, was pregnant at the time, due in May.
And again, one of the things that has been confirmed is that among the five people who were killed, four are females. Noah, have we heard anything about these two gunmen still at large? Has there been a description of them? We certainly know based on what you've just told us what the weapons were that were used, but what did these men look like? How were they dressed? Do we know anything about that?
Unfortunately, not at this moment. There are two people still in the hospital, and there are three people, I believe, still in the hospital. And they're hoping that they can get a better description of these two shooters from them. But as of right now, Mr. Zappala declined to give us in the media any detailed description other than that they were two men and the weapons that they were carrying.
We're talking with 90.5 WESA reporter Noah Brode, who is in Wilkinsburg reporting on last night's killing of five people, a shooting at a backyard party in Wilkinsburg late last night. At least three others are in the hospital in stable or a critical condition. Two gunmen are still at large. The county police are investigating. And as you have heard, District Attorney Steven Zappala is on the scene. And with regard to some of the other aspects of how this is being investigated, Noah, I'm not sure what details you can give us of the layout of the neighborhood. We've seen some pictures, and it looks like there was an alleyway running behind this house. And my understanding is that investigators have gone through garbage. They've gone through backyards in the alleyway adjacent to the backyard where the shooting took place. What do we know about that? And what do we know of any evidence that might have been found at this point?
Right. Well, I believe they were able to piece together the type of weapons that were used based on the evidence they found with shell casings. But other than that, I can't say what evidence they found. Mr. Zappala did say that they have physical evidence. He declined to say what it was, but he said that they are, you know, investigating the physical evidence that they did recover from the scene. That's one route that they're going to investigate. Like you mentioned, there is an alleyway behind the house. The house faces Franklin Avenue here in Wilkinsburg, just off of Ardmore Boulevard, just a block and a half up off of that main route. And there's an alleyway behind the house, and it appears that's where the gunman approached from. One, like I mentioned before, was in the corner of the backyard lot. And the other one was in a neighbor's yard looking over a fence with a rifle, an AK-47 style weapon. Police believe that it was that shooter that dealt the most damage.
And what, if anything, do the police know about how these two men got away from the scene?
I can't answer that right now. I do know from talks with neighbors that the police were here within minutes, less than 5 minutes. One man said it was probably about 2 to 3 minutes after he heard gunshots that the police arrived. So they would have had to make a quick getaway. Again, it's possible that they did, because there's plenty of access to this house, both from the front on Franklin Avenue and on this alleyway in the back. So I can't speak to exactly how they got away, but they must have gotten away very quickly.
And before we let you go, Noah, anything else that any other information that has emerged in the last few hours or since District Attorney Steven Zappala showed up on the scene?
Right. Well, Mr. Zappala did mention that this was the worst case that he has seen in his 18 years as district attorney. And that just speaks to the shocking nature of this particular incident. From what neighbors were saying, a dog was wounded in the shooting as well. And the children that were in the house, I wanted to note, they did, in fact, see one of the gunshot victims, one of the wounded victims, who I believe is in the hospital at this moment, and we're distraught at that. So it's a chilling situation all around here in Wilkinsburg.
90.5 WESA's Noah Brode on the scene in Wilkinsburg, where five people were killed in a shooting last night at a backyard party in the borough of Wilkinsburg. Noah Brode will be keeping us updated throughout the day. Noah, thank you for taking the time to join us here on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Paul.
And now Mark Neutbar joining us from our newsroom. He was out in Wilkinsburg early this morning getting the pulse of the community, talking to people there. He joins me now here in studio. Mark, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for the opportunity, Paul.
What did you see out there when you were in Wilkinsburg?
Yeah, I was a little bit further up Ardmore Boulevard from where Noah is right now. But people were definitely a little bit on edge. From what I could tell, everybody was just, kind of keeping an eye out, kind of looking around, trying to figure out what was going on. It was clearly on everybody's mind. Some of the first people that I talked to were Daryl Wolf and Maria Catalano.
I just moved to Wilkinsburg 2 weeks ago to a new place. And since I've been there, someone stole $200 from me out of my hand. So I knew that there was like a criminal element in this town. And all of a sudden, I hear this thing about five people killed last night. And I don't want to be part of that. I want those people who perpetrated that act to be caught and to serve whatever time they need to serve in penance for what they did.
You know, do you guys feel safe today?
No.
No, I don't
on,
feel
Maria.
Safe. I don't
Let
feel
me light it. Put it in your mouth. No, we don't feel safe because people in this town rob, steal, and kill and destroy. And it's, I think that by me being here, maybe I can help people realize that you can get what you want without hurting somebody.
And there was some reaction there from people in Wilkinsburg to the events that occurred last night. And is that pretty much sum up how everyone's feeling, Mark? Did you get that sense?
No, not really. I think there is a lot more optimism. The last part of what Daryl had to say there, you know, I'm here and I want to try to make a difference. That was definitely something that you heard echoed time and time again. But I think there was a lot less fear among many people. I went inside of a local diner there, Nancy's Diner, and I spoke to Eli Chione and Skylar Massey, and they had a much broader view of what was going on.
No, I think it's a great city. It's a city that I think is getting more opportunity, upcoming. So I believe, if there was a shooting in Pittsburgh, it happens all the time and in some other places as well. So I don't want to single out just Wilkinsburg alone. But, you know, something we had to be changed about this mass shooting and this kind of situation that is happening in our community.
You obviously did not grow up in Pittsburgh, or at least you're not born and raised here. Where are you from?
I'm originally from Congo. But I've been here for almost 28 years, so I know Pittsburgh even more than a lot of born and raised in Pittsburgh.
What do you think about the future of this place? Are we going to be able to get this fixed?
I think so. Really, the impact what I see even in Pittsburgh with the new police in Pittsburgh with the mayor, and I believe Wilkinsburg is picking up. Every time you go to places, they're tearing down something, they're building up the community. I think the only thing I believe is important is to make sure that the resident who probably have roots here don't be chased out. Find a way to give them opportunity, you know, in creating businesses, in creating opportunity for themselves, so they can really be able to take care of this community or their own community. Because reality, what I always say, for an individual who understand that this is my town, this is my city, or this is my place of birth, they will be able to take care of them more than someone who just came from somewhere, or if the opportunity are not given to them. So it's just a matter of giving a chance to individuals who live in the neighborhood, who are born raised in the neighborhood, give them opportunity so they can be able to take care of themselves. Who wouldn't want to take care of your own house if you gave that opportunity? But when people are constantly being removed, the rent is going up, you know, they're not giving the opportunity, taxes, to remain to the places. It's very hard. It's very hard for those people to be able to consider that home theirs and to take care of the community. Very hard.
So I agree, it's all about empowerment. You know, people need to feel empowered. I work in this community. I did live here for many years. I don't live here currently. And it's all about empowering the community, because when people feel ownership, that's what causes them to, you know, stand up for their community. So I think it's so important. But I was just going to say, I did find out about the incident. And just like, you know, what happened in Franklin Regional, you know, there is an issue in our country right now with violence. It's not new. Everybody, we're all seeing it. We're hearing about it almost every day. And so there's something that's missing. You know, you're taking prayer out of the schools. The children are not being taught and helped to be empowered in their identity. You know, and I absolutely agree that, yes, this can be changed, you know, if we learn to work together instead of, you know, saying one person does not have the solution. We have to all work together to empower the community.
And Wilkinsburg residents that you're hearing there talking with 90.5 WESA's Mark Neutbar, who's with me in studio. Mark, it seems like some of the people you've talked to, and based on what we just heard there, people are looking at the bigger picture in Wilkinsburg.
Yeah, most definitely. They're looking outside. They're, you know, you heard her talking about the school shooting here that we had a few years back. They're talking about gun control. They're talking about systemic problems. Basically, what they're saying is this is not a Wilkinsburg problem. This is a societal problem, but this is something that we're going to have to deal with, and we're going to have to deal with this as a community. And I spoke to some business owners while I was out there this morning. When I stepped inside of the Penwood Paints, the owner, John Dino, was a bit quiet and a little bit reserved and a little bit, well, I don't want to say depressed, but definitely a little bit down. But he was willing to talk to me.
It's unfortunate. I mean, Wilkinsburg is always getting a bad rap for all this craziness. It's just, I mean, so it's heartbreaking, number one, because it affects so many people. And it doesn't help. It just doesn't help business or anything around here. Because they say it's coming back, but, you know, they always take a shot in the arm with something like this. I mean, it's a nice area. It really is. I mean, it was thriving probably up until about maybe 15 years ago. And, you know, it just went downhill a little bit. Now they say it's coming back, but, you know, with stuff like this happening, you know, it scares the people away. It does.
Did it shock you to hear what happened?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, because we've had that, 15 years ago with that Rodney Taylor, that was right up the street here, too. But it can happen anywhere. You know, people are going to come in and they're going to bad rap Wilkinsburg, and it's just not the way it should be. Because this can happen anywhere, you know that. It happens in schools. What are you going to do about it?
They say that there's two people probably, at least, that were involved in this.
Yeah.
They haven't made any arrests. Are you at all nervous today?
Hey, keep your hands in the Lord. What else are you going to do? You can't go outside and be afraid. There's no way to live. I'd stay home. My wife told me to stay home. I said, what are you, crazy?
Let me just add one thing, Paul. When he was talking about Rodney Taylor, that was back in 2000. Mr. Taylor shot up at McDonald's, killing three and wounding two others. It was a very similar situation where the community was shocked, and there was, you know, the search for Rodney Taylor after that.
What else were you sensing on your travels in Wilkinsburg earlier today?
Well, people wanted to know about the suspects, just as you were hearing from John. You know, these people are at large, and they're hoping that they will be taken into custody quickly. In fact, I was walking down the street, and two people called me over from a car. They saw my microphone, and it said WESA on it. And the first thing they said was, did they get him? Have they caught him yet? That was the question that was most on their mind. And this was Ronald Anthony and Jennifer Lance. They were in their car. Just getting into town for the morning. They just moved to Wilkinsburg in February to open up a restaurant.
So
we're starting a business.
So we're starting a restaurant down the street, right on Penn. And it's going to be called Liam's Fish Wings and Things. And it's coming towards the 1st of April.
We came here to start a business, basically.
Right.
And we listened to the news this morning. And we were just really, really shocked. I mean, that's, you know, it's disappointing. It really is truly, truly disappointing. You know, it's just, you know, lives do matter. All lives matter. And, you know, just, you know, a barbecue for someone to just come and ambush them. You know, it's a peaceful family gathering. It's just sad. It really is sad.
What does it do for your plans?
It doesn't change them.
Yeah, we're from New York. We're from Harlem. And, you know, so we're not saying that we hear this every day in the news, but, you know, we hear it kind of often. And, you know, it's life. It could happen in this small town here in Wilkinsburg, you know, just as easily as in Harlem. So, yeah.
So you're still moving forward?
Oh, definitely. We don't let these events stop us from going forward. We're going to give Wilkinsburg a really nice restaurant, hopefully, and enjoy the area.
Why Wilkinsburg? Why'd you choose that?
So, you know, it's where the opportunity was. Simple as that.
The first thing you asked me was, did they catch somebody?
That's a safety issue. You know, you're concerned that people are walking around here, you know, who have the propensity to do something as cruel and hurtful as that. Yeah, of course you want them to be caught quickly.
Okay. So how do you go about your day differently today, or do you not?
We just got here, so we don't know how we're going to go about our day differently.
Right.
If it will be differently.
Probably,
you know,
a little bit more cautious though, and aware of our surroundings, definitely.
We leave the restaurant open while we're working on it. Maybe we'll lock the door. I don't know. You know, maybe we won't do anything. We have to, you know, we just got here. We're just kind of gauging, you know, the feel of the area.
You know, Paul, they were about three blocks from where they were going, but they were pulled off on the side of the road, and they were sitting there listening to the radio. They were clearly trying to figure out and process all of this. And I think that's where the community is today, is really trying to process this and figure out what's next.
Well, it was a very telling sound. It captured the fear that people have because these two gunmen are still on the loose. And also just the tragedy, the horror, and the randomness of this shooting on what was a beautiful day yesterday, people out having a backyard barbecue, and then this shooting happens. And again, five people were killed in that shooting at the backyard party in Wilkinsburg last night. Three others are in the hospital, the gunman still at large. And our Mark Neutbar in Wilkinsburg gathering reaction from residents there. Mark, thank you for being with us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Coming up, more reaction from leaders in the borough of Wilkinsburg as we devote our entire program today to the tragedy that occurred last night, the shooting being investigated by Allegheny County Police. We'll continue on Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.